Developing and Measuring Training the Six Sigma Way, A Business Approach to Training and Development, author Kalim A. Islam. What is an ISD? Instructional System Design, ISD, or some of its variations, is at the very core of any contemporary training program. It's a methodology equipped with tools, techniques, and approaches dedicated to ensure effective instructions. The most basic ISD is a five-phase approach: analysis, design, development, implementation, and evaluation, referred to as the ADDIE model, a step-by-step process that helps training specialists plan and create training programs. What is a Six Sigma? The Six Sigma is a methodology that aligns core business processes with customer and business requirements, and systematically designs new processes, products, and services, or eliminates defects from existing ones. It's an approach for quantifying how well businesses meet stakeholders' expectations. The DMADDI is a Six Sigma model that has been called the best of both worlds, where the DFSS and the ISD are combined. Now the tools and techniques of the Six Sigma can successfully identify business requirements, and the tools and methodologies of the ISD can identify learning objectives and instructional techniques. Phase 1, Define. Define is the first and probably the most important phase of the DMADDI process. If the information collected is incorrect, the learning project has virtually no chance of meeting business expectations, and during it the business requirements will be flushed out. The DMADDI define activities. Step 1. Form a business review team to ensure that the project meets business requirements. Step 2. Develop and validate the project charter to get everyone in agreement on what business objectives must be addressed in the training program. Step 3. The team must verify that it's done all that was required for this phase and report their findings to the project sponsor. Phase 2. Measure. During the measure phase, the voice of both the customer and the business are identified, quantified, and prioritized. To accomplish this phase, the following steps and objectives must be achieved. Step 1. Identify business requirements. Various sources can be used to derive business requirements, such as internal and external data, which includes gathering information from industry experts, looking at what competitors are doing, reviewing existing company information, and eliminating data from secondary sources. Listening posts. Every company has listening posts of contract for customers. Research methods. Research is a time-consuming technique to obtain the voice of the business, since it requires conducting customers' interviews, distributing surveys, hosting focus groups, and reviewing, as well as spending time observing. Team collaboration. It's probably the most expedient method of obtaining business requirements, brainstorming. Step 2. Prioritize business requirements. The Six Sigma contains several tools to assist the team and prioritize the business requirements: weighing, pairwise comparison, analytical hierarchy process, and silent multi-voting. Step 3. Translate business requirements into measurable targets. Ensuring that business requirements are translated into measurable targets that are written in a manner that leaves no room for interpretation prevents the training managers from being indefinite. Step 4. Complete the measure target. The team should validate that it's accomplished every requirement in the measure phase and present the findings to the project champion. Step 5. Transfer requirements to the development team. The team will now pass all of its findings to the development team so that it can begin creating a learning solution that meets the business requirements. Phase 3. Analyze. Analyze is the phase where the learning requirements for the project are identified and where work to construct the learning solution begins. Step 1. Assembling a design team. The first step is to identify and put together a design charter, which gives the project leader the ability and opportunity to give early notice to everyone involved with the project. Step 2. Identifying what students need to learn. Step 3. Validating and prioritizing what needs to be learned. Step 4. Complete the analyze tollgate. The analyze tollgate is the first tollgate that the members of the design team will be involved with. At this meeting, the team members will be reporting their findings to the business review team and the project sponsor. Phase 4. Design. Step 1. Identify the learning platform. At this point in the project lifecycle, the team knows what the business and learning requirements. They are also aware of any budget and time restrictions, and they should be versed on the demographic makeup of the target audience. Step 2. Convert objectives to learning activities. In order to convert the learning objectives to the learning activities, team might consider continuing the use of Six Sigma tool called the QFD, the Quality Functional Development, which is a set of powerful product development tools that transfer the concept of quality control from the manufacturing process into the new product development process by using actual customer statements or what's known as the voice of the customer. Step 3. Create communication tools. When the delivery option for the training program is an instructor-led training, the tool that communicates what needs to be developed is the lesson plan. If the delivery option for the learning program is going to be a self-paced program delivered over the internet, then the storyboard is the appropriate tool. Step 4. Identify development resources. The team is now positioned to identify the resources required to develop the actual course, which obtaining is normally not a problem since the trainer manager is part of the business review team. Step 5. Complete the design tollgate. Members of the design team will be reporting their findings to the business review team and the project sponsor through a formal presentation, facilitated by the project leader with a role for each member in the team. Phase 5. Develop. Develop is the conduit of which the design of a course and its implementation are connected. Step 1. Identifying the factors. The team must be aware of any factors that could occur and take the project off target and have a plan in place for preventing such cases. Step 2. Developing controls. The team has several options for choosing which of them wants to address and come up with several alternatives for developing strategies to prevent those factors from occurring. Step 3. Validating the outputs in the develop phase. The team should compare each of the outputs of the development phase with its description. Step 4. Complete the develop tollgate. In the tollgate, the members of the design team continue to report their findings to the business review team and the project sponsor. Phase 6. Implement. Implement the DMADDI is different from the same phase as its ISD counterpart, but instead implements the solution to the target audience and validates that the solution has met the prescribed business and learning requirements. Step 1. Revisit the project requirements. As the final tollgate nears, the project leader should continue to review the requirements and use them as a basis for decisions about the final presentation. Step 2. Validate the perspective of stakeholders. With the final presentation approaching, the project leader should review the stakeholders' analysis form that was completed during the define phase. Step 3. Gather and analyze project data. The team leader should gather the data that answers the questions that the stakeholders want to be addressed. Step 4. Develop a reporting action plan for the final presentation. Step 5. Prepare presentation and update storyboard. The project leader should create the presentation and update the project storyboard. Step 6. Complete the implement tollgate. With the implement tollgate, all project team members come together for the final project, continuing to report their findings to the business review team and project sponsor. The presentation should be facilitated by the project leader or the managing director. As many members of the project organization as possible should have a role in this meeting. The team should be diligent in reviewing the presentation and completing the implementation checklist. Step 7. Celebrate. Once the implement tollgate has been completed, the project leader should organise a formal recognition for everyone in the project organisation. The last phase of the Six Sigma is called the control phase, where the performance of the process is routinely measured to ensure that critical customer requirements continue to be met. The root cause analysis that was performed during the project identified for the team which key outputs needed to be measured. The FMEA uncovered the action to be taken in the event any was outside its control limit, and a tracking log was set up to measure them. The results of this log are reported to the executive management every 6 months.